It is Sunday. It is a beautiful day here in Vermont, I must confess. I have prayed for lots of snow this winter. I figure if it's going to be cold and dark, let it snow. And I'm getting bad looks from some of the people here. Besides, my children need to go out and do some shoveling. We were out there this morning, and that was a good thing. So, this week's Thanksgiving. There is much to be thankful for. I do hope as you sing praise to the Lord that you think about the words that you sing. I say this often, but it really is important. Probably the hardest time to praise the Lord is when you feel pretty yuck. You're under the circumstances, or the snow, the weather, how you feel, the circumstances, somebody's opinion, your opinion, whatever. And yet that's the time that, if you will sing to the Lord, your spirit will rise and you will rejoice. You know, we sing, two of the songs today started with, I will sing unto the Lord. I will celebrate. There was one of the songs we were singing. Celebrate the presence of the Lord. His promises, he will never leave you or forsake you. Therefore, if you have submitted your life to him and you are seeking to serve him, he is with you. Celebrate his presence. Which, there are times when you sing to the Lord that it's like a sacrifice. You're singing the words, you're singing the tune, but there's no life in it. And then there are times when you're praising the Lord and it's good and you recognize and you know that he is good and we get to serve him. It is still good to praise him, to celebrate his presence. Several of the songs, Blessing and Honor, one of the lines in there says, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. You know that's true. The demons will bow and call Jesus Lord. Those who don't believe the Lord, who scoff, who mock, who jeer, who stand against him, who are the gainsayers, they will bow their knee and call Jesus Lord because he is. But it'll be too late. We have the opportunity to show them so that it's not too late for them. So that when they do it is now. We get to do it now. I will bow down and worship the Lord now. Because otherwise, if I don't choose to do it now, I will do it. And it'll be too late. Maybe too late. Do you know what I mean? Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. He showed us how to do it. He told us how to do it. From the cross, came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. That was kind of, you know, the condensed version of his life. It didn't end at the cross. And it didn't end in the grave. It goes on to the sky. If he hadn't resurrected, it'd just be another Joe Soap, really. But he rose. Joe Soap, well, you know. But he rose. Thank you. And you know why? My debt to pay. There's a debt that we owe. And that we can't pay. There's no way of earning salvation except to be thankful for what the Lord has done, to receive it, and to go on in it. Back in about middle to late last winter, I saw an idea that I think Sue had sent me on having a thankfulness jar. So I got a jar and bright colored paper and had the children write. And I know it was around that time. Actually, it was probably midwinter or maybe the beginning, because a bunch of the things in there are about Abby's potty training. But you know, I have not written a thing for 6 months. Every day there are things for us to be thankful for. This is a particular time of year that we are blessed to have the time to actually stop and focus and be thankful for the things the Lord has done for us and given us, and His gospel, His love, each other. I don't mean stuff, I mean the things that you can't see. Peace, joy. I will sing unto the Lord. I will rejoice in Him. It is a good thing. And I remind you to do so. And most of these songs I know word by word. Most of them I know all the chords. And I have found myself many, many times playing along, singing along, thinking about something else. We were talking just this morning about being on task. What I'm doing right now as being the place where my mind is at. Not that you're not praying in the Spirit always, or should be. I haven't. But being pleased with this right now task, whatever it is. Shoveling snow when you're the only one out there because everyone else is doing something else. Watching a movie. Doing the dishes. Doing, you know, I don't know, the stuff that you really don't like doing. Being right there and doing it now. There is much to be thankful for. Take the time to think about what it is and to be thankful to the Lord.
You know, the songs that we sing are powerful. And I am mindful of late when we sing them. Because we sing them believing, and we sing them knowing it to be the truth. But sitting here today, I was thinking about how we're forgetful. And we get up, and you know, we don't walk in the truth of that oftentimes. We don't war good warfare to have our conversation be the very victory that these songs speak of, right? I will sing unto the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider thrown into the sea. Well, it's an interesting thing about that song, because it came after the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt, and they'd crossed over. And then when the Egyptians tried to, the horse and rider were thrown into the sea. They were covered up. The Lord let the water down, and there it was. And the children of Israel sang that song, and in the day shortly thereafter that God asked them to enter into the promised land, they would not. I mean, it's good to know where that song is in the Bible, isn't it? And they sang it, believing it. They'd seen it. They'd known it. And yet, it wasn't the same as warring a good warfare to believe God the next day or for the things of that day. And, you know, it says to love the Lord thy God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. Wrong order, but. And, you know, that takes some work to do. I know this past 8 days, the Lord has shown me two places personally where I did not love the Lord my God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. They were things that wouldn't have been perceived by somebody on the outside necessarily, but they were there. Both of them give evidence of places that I am weak in, one in particular. But you know, if I will do what it takes, I can avail myself of God and get strong. You know, we know the Word of God says, where you are weak, He is strong. But it doesn't mean that you just hang out and then you just say, well, you're strong where I'm weak. There is actually work that we must do so that we can overcome and be strong where we're weak. We sing Abiding in the Vine. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in the vine. Truth is, we were probably when we sang that song. But it is a warfare. It asks something of us that in many ways we have yet to give, that we might abide in the vine. We're kind of easily stuck in the same people that we always were. And it's not, you know, in the day that I stand before the Lord, and if he says, enter in thou good and faithful servant, what Peter says when he says, hope to the end for the grace that shall be brought unto you, the day of Jesus Christ, that's how I will enter, by grace, not by any work. But to not fight the warfare and to just rest in the fact that his blood is sufficient, those words of good and faithful servant are going to be spoken to me. They're not going to be spoken to me. A good and faithful servant does what it takes to hear and do. And just in singing the songs, you see how much you hear. But gosh, you don't do what it takes to do. I mean, it's just the truth. It's important to recognize that when Jesus says, enter in thou good and faithful servant, it's not just a person who understands the simplicity of the gospel. It's a person who, as Paul said to Timothy, be strong in the grace, but it was spoken in the middle of something Timothy had to do. And he couldn't do it unless he was going to stand in the grace and the sufficiency. But he had to do it if he was going to be a servant of God. You see, and it was to commit unto faithful men. Well, Timothy had been faithful, so that task could be committed unto him to bring to pass in others so that the word could be kept and brought forth generation after generation. But even in that, Paul speaks to him to be strong in the grace, because Timothy was a sinner like you and me. But you can't just sit back in the laurels of his blood is sufficient. He calls us to war a good warfare by it. You see, it is sufficient. It's made up every difference. It made up the difference for yesterday. It made up the difference for 8 days ago when I was ashamed of myself. It made up a difference for 2 or 3 days ago when I was equally chagrined at my behavior. But what am I going to do about it? Yes, I have to stop, repent, and go on, but in that repentance now I have to do what it takes to overcome. Doesn't mean I'm not going to fall again in those things, but I'm not going to just, it doesn't matter, you see, it does matter. He's not going to say thou good and faithful servant if we don't learn to be good and faithful servants. And he gives us a new day every day to learn that, to believe him, to take his promises and to learn to walk in them, right? We sing that song, Lord, I lift your name? No, it's we want to see Jesus lifted higher. And it says, step by step, we're moving forward. And we have moved forward from places we've been. Praise God. But it's important for us to recognize to be about that step by step that we might move forward. And I know we can spend so much personal time wrestling down the fact that we're acceptable and then do nothing more. We got to do the something more. You know, I think about the children of Israel after their deliverance from Egypt, and that had been prophesied by God to Abraham before Isaac was even born. it had been told him that his seed that was promised would be in bondage for 400 years. They knew it. So it's when you see Moses saying, I thought you would know that I was going to be your deliverer, when he kills the Egyptian for being mean to an Israelite. They had known, you know. Abraham had taught it to Isaac. Isaac had taught it to Jacob. Jacob had ministered it to his children, and his children carried it down. And we are not different. We know the promises of God, don't we? But we need to be doers of the word and not just hearers. And I don't in any way mean to suggest we are in no way doers. But we can do more. We can fight more. We can move forward. If we really want to see Jesus lifted high, it's going to come through our obedience to what he asks of us. And I was thinking about this because I recently read the story of Abigail again, and not Abigail, Deborah. We spoke about her on Wednesday. Because it was interesting, because Deborah says to, I think it was Barak, whoever the guy was that had been commanded by God. Was it Barak? Okay. And she said, hasn't the Lord told you? And you know, the same is true of us. Has not the Lord told you things, and yet you haven't done them? Me too. Me too. But what are we going to do about it? It is time to take that which we know and to do what it takes to do it. And if we'll do that, you see, we're faithful in little things, and he will give us other things. We look to the great grand other things. We can look at an Esther, or we can look at a Ruth, or we can look at a Joshua, or we can look at a Moses, or a David, or a Paul, or a Timothy, or pick your person. If we're faithful in the small things, he'll give us other things. The people we look at are people that were faithful first in the small things. They're not glorious. They don't lift you up and make you a name in the Bible. But you got to start with what he's already given you. And has he not already done so? Isn't there things he's already quickened to you and shown you to do? I was reminded, I'll tell you what I did Friday, just because it's a good example. And I, in thinking about this, had thought not to. And the reason is because it's easy for somebody who didn't make this mistake to say, oh, well, I did that. And that just kind of means that I'm not like you, Robin. And I don't want you to think that, because maybe you did this one, and I hope so. But there's things that you still have to do, whether they're mine or not. But I worked for Steve, and one of his clients was here, and they said to me, take care. And I did not give a response. I didn't give a response like, okay. But recently, Davey gave the testimony of having over and over again with a particular man who said, take care, and he'd say no, and on and on and on. He finally quit saying no, and cares came upon him, and things began to go wrong, and he repented, and he went back and said no. And, you know, in thinking about that with myself, because there was an element of fear of their faces, you see, that kept me from saying something. And what does it say to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? That was not an example of having done so. And there's an element where it says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And if I believe the word of God and at the testimony of Davy as to what had happened, I would be more afraid, you see, of things going wrong because God let the cares come upon me than I would be of the face. Do I believe God? That would be an evidence that shows that I have some work to do, don't I? That it wasn't believing God. Because there was a distinct testimony of, if you don't, this shall happen. And isn't that what the word says? if we do this, this will happen. If we do that, that will happen. But we don't believe it. And why do I say that? Because we still do all these things, and then we war good warfare to believe that God's grace is sufficient, and we never really do what it takes to repent. And then we want him to be lifted high. Well, who's supposed to do that, and how are we supposed to do that? The song is good, and it's encouraging, and we need to encourage one another. But we need to encourage one another unto love and good works. And good works all are associated and a fruit of obedience to Christ. Nothing else. And we can war that good warfare because of his grace and mercy that keeps giving us opportunity and makes up the difference and will bring us to that place where he will be able to present us perfect before the throne of God. And I'll read that to you. But it is an end of obedience, which is exercised through faith and through the fear of God by which, and it's the only way we depart from evil. If we don't have the fear of God, we won't depart from evil. By the fear of God, men depart from evil. We have to recognize that in the end, we will be held accountable. And if we have desired and gone after being found a good and faithful servant, we'll get the reward of that. But don't think just because we can rightly express the gospel of Jesus Christ and give credence and say it's true is the same thing. Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. He is able to, but it takes a people who will, by faith, choose to do his will. That's being a servant, isn't it? A part of it. Yes, there's areas that we serve one another and can be kind and loving to one another. And in some ways, they're the easy ones. And they're the ones that we also kind of look at and either feel good or bad about. Well, we did it well, so we're something, or gosh, I'm an utter failure, and so we can feel bad. But when Jesus paid the debt for us and then was resurrected from the dead, the opportunity for all men to choose who they were going to serve was given. But it's our place now to make a choice of who we're going to serve. We've all accepted the gospel. We've all given testimony to the fact that it is the way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. But we actually had to get down and dirty and do what it takes to obey him. Sometimes it's hard. And many times we're weak. And we need to love one another, be gracious to one another, exhort one another, we need to exhort each other onward. We need to know that we can do this. We need to be about doing it. And we're members one of another. But let's allow him to work that work that will bring forth the faultless presentation of a body who were good and faithful servants. Amen.